From heaven, there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today we hear of a violent wind, tongues of fire, speaking people in languages that they do not understand. It's all a bit of a mystery. It's a bit strange. How does this story of Pentecost speak to our life of faith today? Before we explore this question, let's return for a moment to Ascension Day, when Jesus returned to heaven. Last week at St. Peter's School, we celebrated this event in a simple yet powerful way. After our school service, we went outside with all the children to the playground, and the captain of each of the four schools, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each held in their hand a large blue helium balloon, and they waited with their balloon in anticipation. As Father Ralph finished his ascension-themed prayer, each of the children let go of their balloon, and we watched the four balloons float up and out of the schoolyard. They quickly flew above the buildings, then up and away until we could see them no longer. The children cheered. They were excited and filled with wonder at what these balloons might mean. And the adults, too, were captured by the sights and the not-so-hidden symbolism. For these balloons floating above London were a visual reminder of the surprising and uncontainable love of God. And today, on Pentecost Sunday, we have another visual cue, but this time coming down from heaven. The Holy Spirit, the promised gift from God, comes to fire up the faith in the lives of the first Christians. And the Spirit's coming is dramatic and surprising. A blazing wind blowing from heaven, tongues of fire, people speaking languages they do not understand. No wonder the onlookers thought these new believers must be drunk. Not the stuff of Sunday morning decorum. And yet, this is the moment when the church is born, when the Spirit of God is poured out on the world. But what do we really know about the Holy Spirit? We believe the presence of the Spirit is with us, but we find him difficult to understand. And yet, it may be that the less we know about the Holy Spirit, the better. Because it might just be that our very lack of understanding is where the Spirit meets us. That when we feel most unsure about God, the Spirit reaches us. And it could be that we don't have to understand the workings of the Holy Spirit in order to believe that he is the link between our life and faith. Now, let me give a short example to illustrate my point. In the 17th century, the medical doctor William Harvey first described in detail the blood circulation through the body. Before the work of this pioneer physician, we didn't understand the mysteries of blood circulation and the heart. But the blood system worked all the same. It kept us alive, breathing, and warm, irrespective of our level of understanding. Now, it's a bit like this with the Holy Spirit. We can't see the Holy Spirit. We are normally unaware of his presence. But the Spirit is there all the same. For God often comes to us in mysterious and surprising ways. Now, about this time last year, I was interviewing for the position of assistant priest here at St. Peter's. And the other day, when reflecting on what to say in today's sermon, my interview came to mind. I was asked to give a presentation on what it would mean for the local church to live and practice Pentecost today. And I had several ideas of what this might mean for St. Peter's, and I was excited and enthusiastic about the prospect of joining the ministry here. And over these past 9 months, it has been a joy to see the ways the Spirit of God has been moving through the openness and inclusivity of this community. So then, what does it mean for St. Peter's to live and practice Pentecost today? Return for a moment to the picture of the children as they watch the balloons fly over their school. Their joy and faith reminds us how the God of Pentecost meets us where we are in every stage of our life. God changes who we are by joining us one to another in community. And I see these signs of Pentecost in our church in three simple ways today. Firstly, we embrace a vision of unity in diversity. We are open to the inclusive, surprising, and uncontainable love of God. And we seek to be a transformational presence in the world. So Pentecost is unity in diversity. In the story of the first Pentecost, we see the Holy Spirit taking differences of languages, ethnicity, and culture and transforming those differences into diversity. The Spirit inspires people to cut across divisions and reframes the way they see God and one another, right there, then and there. And from everything I've seen at St. Peter's in my time here, I see the Holy Spirit doing the same thing with us today, here and now. We are a church that welcomes and values people for who they are. Each person is seen in his or her own way as important to the life of the church. And to me, this is a sign of the all-encompassing Spirit of Pentecost today. And secondly, Pentecost is the surprising and uncontainable love of God. The movement of the Spirit comes in a raging fire and a wind that blows where it wills. And a church that embraces the power of the Holy Spirit lives in the reality of the God of surprises. And as we celebrated last week, St. Peter's is a church that rose from the ashes to become a place of welcome, peace, and prayer. And in this way, we are a visible and living sign of the love of God in the world. And finally, Pentecost is the church's transformational presence in the world. Towards the end of his ministry, Jesus says to his disciples, "I no longer call you servants, I now call you friends." God, the Holy Spirit, meets us where we are, in the everyday reality of our lives. He transforms us into followers and friends of Christ and joins us by our common love of God and love for one another. For us, that means that we share deep bonds of friendship in Christ across cultural barriers. We represent the beauty and diversity of the body of Christ. And in this way, St. Peter's is a sign of the transformational work of the Spirit of Pentecost today. So what does it mean for the church to live and practice the Spirit of Pentecost? It means being a place where a rush of violent wind or a still small voice may come and rest upon us. It means being a church united in its embrace of the surprising and uncontainable love of God. Amen.